You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Well, that's obviously too late for him. To work,
he's been listening
I was
far
trying to
too
think
long.
Of a way that we can get more celebrities on this show.
Okay, right.
Because I would like to get some more celebs.
Kim K, Kanye. Yeah.
I mean, if either of them are around.
Someone else that starts with a K.
God, I really can't think of another celebrity.
Stephen K. Amos.
Oh, the UK comedian.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, Simo, I thought of a little game that we could play. It involves your Instagram, my Instagram as well.
Okay.
You've got your phone there?
Yep.
Simo, I've called it the Instagram game, which is a very clever name. Thank you, I know.
But you're friends with a lot of famous people.
No,
so
not.
I feel like you're going to win this.
Who famous are my friends with? Friends with Kieran from Big Brother.
Kieran, not a K. So get around him.
I think he spells his name with a C, but I could be wrong.
No, he does. It's a K. Legit.
Does he? Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. Another K.
Yeah.
But no, so Simo, go to Instagram.
Yeah.
And then the rules of the game, very simple. You have to pick three celebrities.
Right.
One is a celebrity that is only a celebrity in Australia.
Okay.
Wouldn't be known anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is an international celebrity.
Right.
Number three is a global megastar superstar. And I'm calling that over a million followers.
Okay.
You have to message them, slide into their DMs.
Yeah, right.
If they reply, you get an Instagram point.
Okay, right.
The only rule is you can't message, with the message you send, you can't say you're doing this game.
Right.
So, Simo, we'll do this now on Friday, and then we'll check in. We'll leave it for the weekend, and then we will check in with it over the weekend and find out on Monday if we got any Instagram points.
Not sure how I feel about this.
Well, it's just sliding into celebs' DMs. What could be wrong?
Right, all right.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Tap it away. Tip-tap-tap-a-roo.
All right, so I've been thinking about this, so I already know my three celebs who I'm going to go for.
Yeah.
So I'll give you some thinking time.
Mm.
Simo, the Australian celebrity I want to go for is, if you were watching Big Brother, you would know Daniel Gorringe.
Okay, yes.
I think he got to the final. He didn't win, but he came runner-up, and he's very... He uses Instagram a lot. He's also an ex-footy player as well.
All right, so verbalise what you're writing.
Let's see. Well, let's go to Daniel Gorringe's page. I was wondering what you're doing with your phone. I tell you what I'll do. I'll ask for him, because footy is happening this weekend, so I'll ask him for a tip for one of the matches. How about that? So go to Daniel. North versus Lions, Saturday Arvo. Who's your tip? Send. Done.
Nice work, Jordan. I reckon you'll be... That's a good pick, because he's a social media slut, that guy.
All right. Speaking of social media sluts,
yep.
My international celebrity that I want to go for, David Hasselhoff.
Okay, the Hoff.
The Hoff.
Yep.
I'm messaging the Hoff.
Mm.
Hey, Hoff. Jordan from Australia. Your hair looks amazing. How do I get Hoff hair? Send.
All right.
That one's done.
Beautiful. So who is your over a million?
Over a million one.
Yep.
Look, I was tossing up who to go for.
Hmm.
Harry Styles.
Okay. Yeah.
Why not?
Good form.
Lead singer of One Direction.
Nice. Yep. All right.
Just send him a message.
Yep.
Message. Here you go. What's his song? It's
Are you just going to be like, yeah, I'm just here enjoying some watermelon down under.
I was going to go with that. I was going to say, so what exactly is a watermelon sugar high?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's better left unsaid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, do your research.
Okay.
Definitely don't say... Well, you could say that you were enjoying a watermelon sugar high down under, but it might kind of get lost in translation.
Okay. I genuinely don't know what it means, so that could really backfire on me.
Up to you. What are you going to go with?
You know, I'll just go with what I said.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then we'll see what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you've just been flagged by Instagram. You've just been...
I'm also going to Google what that means, because I don't actually know what I said.
I think you've just maybe been put on a watch list.
Send. Good. Simo, my three Instagram messages are out there. We will check in on Monday to see if any of them got back. Simo, I'll give you a song to give some thinking time to think of the celebs you want.
Oh, no, I know who I would do, for sure.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, easy.
Do you want to go through them now?
Yeah. I mean, you could just do Liam Hemsworth and it would tick all the boxes, because he's Australian, and then he has over a million. Job done.
Yeah.
And then actually just do the three Hemsworth brothers. So there's the eldest one who no one knows, that Mr. Hemsworth.
There was one that was on like My Kitchen Rules at one stage, I think.
I think he will be the Z-list Australian one. Then the next one would be...
Chris or Liam. Which one are you putting superstar? Which one are you putting medium?
Liam is medium.
Okay.
And then Chris, he played Thor. He's handy with a hammer. So he's going to have a lot of DIY kind of blokes that go to Mitre 10 and Home Hardware that follow him. So
all right,
that'll push him over the million mark.
All of those dads that go to Bunnings.
Yeah, a lot of DIY project dads have Instagram accounts.
We will check in on Monday to find out if any of those celebs got back to us. I don't think they will, but it's worth a try.
Simo and Jordan.
Weekend Eve.
I think if just like, I'd love to have just applause in my life.
Just to press play at any time.
Yeah, just like I'm wandering around the supermarket at Nuggets Crossing. I could go for an unhealthy donut or a vegetable. I go for the vegetable. Round of applause.
Oh, nice. I thought that the applause would be one of the options. So, like, you can go vegetables, you can go unhealthy, or you can just take some applause.
Just go to the deli. Yeah, I'll have 500 grams of applause, please.
Everyone in the deli? in other news, something that deserves a bit of applause. Right.
It's not me at the deli.
There is a woman that has an incredible skill, an unusual talent that's got her a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
And it's only taken her 60 seconds.
Can I ask, is this one of the Guinness World Records? We talk about them often on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this like a silly one where it's like the bloke keeping balloons in the air for 3 hours or something?
I don't know.
Is this a useful skill in life?
You be the judge.
Okay.
I don't know if it has real world appliance.
Look, the fact that you said that, it means that I'm leaning to it's a pointless one.
Okay, so she spent a minute and spelled 56 words backwards for a Guinness World Record.
Wow.
I know, right?
Okay.
Mad skills. I do have the audio as well.
Was she cheating? Were they like palindromes? Like wow? Like, because wow is spelled the same forward as it is backwards. I think that's what a palindrome is.
But she didn't know what the words were going to be. They were read out to her.
Did she cheat?
No.
And just write wow and...
They were read out behind a black, like, screen.
Okay.
And so, like, they were shouted at her and she effectively, like, read them backwards.
Right.
You know what I mean? So here she goes. It's,
2, 1, go. I don't even know what's happening. It's too quick.
I think she's the new villain in the Avengers franchise. I'm not sure. Is this...
I'm a bit scared, I'm not going to lie. So is she that like semi like computerized kind of voice? Because there's someone saying random words.
Yeah,
and
she's saying those into a microphone.
Oh, okay.
That's her voice.
Right.
So
go again.
How quick is she?
I hope the Guinness World Record people have, like, studied the slowdown footage of this.
Yeah.
Because, like, just watching that, there's no way you could keep up with what you're saying. It's like, yeah, I did 56 in a minute. Yeah, no, they're all there. Yeah, give me the record. And I guess so.
They did the, what do they call it? The subtitles are turned on for obvious reasons.
I feel sorry for old mate who has to subtitle it.
And then get around it. I've never heard soccer mum so excited. Everyone's like, wow.
Wow, you did it. We don't know what you did, but you did it.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we've talked about this before on the show, but throughout your life, particularly your younger life,
yes,
you got chased by a lot of weird animals.
Yeah, I've had a lot of encounters, strange encounters with beasts and different creatures.
Well, just quickly, can we run through them?
Yes,
cow,
sure.
Cow and peacock are the first ones that immediately spring to mind that have chased
you. Yeah, it wasn't
you.
A cow. It was technically a bull that hadn't been castrated properly. Just want to put that out there.
I think that's worse. Okay, a bull.
Yep.
Had the peacock been castrated?
Unclear. I didn't check. Peacock was in there. Chickens, plovers, a whole range of different stuff. I lost a cat once. What else? I think that about does it.
Well,
numerous dogs.
You've been chased by numerous dogs.
Numerous dogs. And there's a puppy at home now as well, so I'm adding to the list.
To the animals that chase you.
Big time.
Well, Simo, you mentioned a lot of birds in there as well. Obviously peacock chicken as well.
Plover. You now know what that is, courtesy of this show.
Yeah, you told me what a plover was earlier in the week. I can't remember, but it's a bird of some sort.
Yellow beak.
A lot of birds have yellow beaks.
Okay, fair call. But a very bright yellow beak, typically.
Again.
Brighter than most. I mean, I'm no bird
you
watcher.
You have to wear sunglasses to look at the beak, otherwise you'll ruin your eyesight.
Yeah,
it's that bright.
Yeah, reflects off the sun.
Also, the reason I bring up being chased by animals and all this sort of stuff is because if you live in California, a specific suburb in California called Green Lake, you may have to keep an eye out for a, quote, aggressive turkey that is currently being attempted to be captured.
Right. Okay. Is that because it's... No, Thanksgiving isn't for a while, so he's not on the plate just yet.
I don't know when Thanksgiving is.
Although we do have Rachel G from Admin, who is a huge advocate of turkey mints.
Yes.
So there are people out there that do turkey all year round.
They
gobble it up.
Is that your turkey joke?
Thank you.
All right, the show's peaked.
Would you say it's beaked? No, I'm sorry.
The show had peaked before that. No, but Simo, so this turkey in California, officials say they're attempting to capture and relocate this wild turkey, who was a long-time loved resident, more or less, just living in the park. However, recently has become quite aggressive, so much so that it has forced the local park to close whilst they capture the turkey. Whose name is Gerald.
Okay.
Gerald the turkey. He's still evading capture. So
it's like one day, it's like a Vin Diesel movie. You know how, like, he was a nice turkey all of his life, and then one day he snapped.
Well, Simo, it's interesting you mentioned that, because they've come up with a reason why this turkey has most likely snapped and become aggressive.
Yeah.
So he started becoming more aggressive to humans early in the summer, which is the American summer, so our winter.
Right.
Which is coincidentally turkey mating season.
Oh, he's on heat.
So probably considering he's the only turkey around in the park.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's all on his own.
He's all frustrated.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's why he's become a bit aggressive and they've said, time to go.
It's time to go, turkey. Well, that's unfortunate for him, but I mean, it's all nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all nature. Of the turkey, what was his name?
Gerald. I don't think that's nature to give turkeys human names.
But Vin Diesel coming this summer, starring as Gerald, the hot turkey.
Gee, Vin Diesel's career is really taking a nosedive. If in his next movie he plays a turkey.
Simo and Jordan.
And something weird has come out of the White House again.
Really? That seems unusual.
I know. It's not yet. It's not just Donald Trump coming out of the front door. I'm like, ah! It is an administration decision.
Okay. So did the old Trumpmeister have anything to do with this decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's all about him. He's the man.
All right.
All right. So the Trump administration apparently wants to change the rules around showerheads and water pressure inside the White House in order to keep the president's hair, and I quote, perfect.
Is this true?
It is proposed changes to increase the amount of water that can pass through showerheads after a 1992 ruling had restricted the flow to just 15 litres a minute. Is that right? Yeah, 15 litres, yeah.
Didn't even realise that there were, like, rules about this kind of stuff.
Yes, indeed.
So what, does the president want more or less?
More.
Okay, he wants...
Give him more.
Right.
He needs it to keep his hair perfect.
Okay.
Sorry, that was his hair rather than himself.
I know, yeah. Simo can do an impersonation of Donald Trump or Donald Trump's hair.
Yes, more water. Wow, his hair's frightening.
His hair sounds like it should be in the Lord of the Rings or something.
It's alive! Now, the proposals come after Donald Trump complained. I've got his quote here.
Yep.
I have the best hair. Sorry, no, he didn't say that. He said... You take a shower, the water doesn't come out. You wash your hands, the water doesn't come out. So what do? You just stand there longer or you take a shower longer because my hair, I don't know about you, but it has to be perfect. Perfect.
feel like Trump's perhaps maybe got bigger issues that he should be dealing with other than the water pressure.
Well, you know, staying sanitized is right up there at the moment.
You do raise a good point, but still I feel there may be more important issues in the world. Trump should be dedicating his time to that.
And you know how people always talk about you have your best, most ingenious thoughts in the shower? What do you reckon?
I don't even want to think about it.
What do you reckon he's had that thought in the shower at the time? The rest of us are like thinking about world peace or thinking about something important in the shower, and the leader of the free world is in the shower and he's just like, oh, these shower heads.
I tell you what, it's a weird phone call for the, I assume they're going to be ringing a plumber or something to come and fix this.
Nah, it'd have to be the Minister for Water, wouldn't it?
Who would then probably offshoot it to a plumber? It's a weird phone call for that to take. It's like, yeah, I got an issue with the shower heads. Can you just come around and fix it? Yeah, sure. What's the address? The White House.
We need the pressure increased.
Then you're in there doing the work and like Trump's just looking at your work going, fabulous.
Fabulous. Love it. That's going to be the best shower. Oh, dear.
You've done a fantastic job. We're going to make Mexico pay for you.
And so his new proposals, he is going 10, 15 times more water from the showerheads in the White House.
Right.
There's a lot of water consumption. And he's basically backtracking on a 28-year-old law, as old as me, Jordan, is how long that water restriction's been in place on the White House.
Again, and I know I've said this before, and we'll say it again.
Yeah.
Trump, you perhaps got more important things to look at in the world right now other than your shower.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, Friday, it's this time that Rachel G from Admin normally opens up her Dear Diary and looks back on the week that was. However, I know for a fact that Rachel G from Admin was unavailable to do the diary this week, so we've got some replacement. I just don't know who it is.
Dear Diary. Unfortunately, Rachel G from Admin is unavailable to do her diary, so I'm going to do it in her place. I'm Rachel G from Admin's evil cousin, Rachel B from Admin. People say we sound alike. I don't hear it. Simo kicked off the week by seeking clarification on a German nudist park.
Can we just backtrack? Did you say that this is a nudist park? There's no beach involved. It's just people go there to get the kid off?
It's a lake.
Oh, it's a lake.
It's a lake.
So there is a body of water.
Yes.
Because what consumes people to get naked? Is it the fact that there's water in the surrounding vicinity?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Neither.
Simo quizzed Jordan about his chicken eating habits.
Well, I'm just asking, do you prefer them alive? Do you prefer them cooked? How do you prefer them cooked?
I definitely want to go for a palmy.
Okay.
Go wrong with a palmy or a schnitty.
So you would take a palmy over a live chicken any day?
That's a bit cruel to say.
If someone offered you a live chicken or a chicken parmigiana, which one do you take first?
Oh, the parmigiana.
You hate wildlife, good sir.
The boys thought about throwing animals at each other.
If I came into the studio with a live chicken,
I'd run. I'd be gone. I'd be out of here.
Well, then now we know if Simbo's ever at a party and you want to get rid of him, just bring out the live chicken.
Well, throw any live animal at me. Gone.
I mean, some animals, if you throw it at me, I reckon I'd be fine.
Okay.
Like, if you throw an ant at me, I'm like, I just flick it off and move on.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Unless it was like one of those bullet ants or whatever.
Yeah, you'd want to stay very still.
Yeah. But don't throw animals at me.
We found out Jordan sings in his sleep.
You've heard me singing on the show before.
Yeah.
It's not great.
And that means the sleep one's even worse.
God, I don't even want to play it now. Do we have to? I've dug myself in a hole. We have to. Okay, this isn't going to be good. I just want to stress that. This isn't going to be good. All right, so that's me snoring. Then in a minute I'll start singing and you'll hear it. So that's me.
Do you know what you're singing there?
I don't know. I can sing in another language when I sleep as well. And there's an orchestra in my bedroom, apparently.
Simo left a short pause before saying the word usable.
So it's actually going to be usable.
And found perhaps the most legendary 103-year-old ever.
This Dorothy Pollock is the most badass grandma ever. Like, 103rd birthday, you're getting a tattoo and riding a motorbike. My grandparents are reading a book and watching Songs of Praise.
Interesting. Well, the frog, I'm not sure if she's going to she's going to get into the motorcycle crowd, she probably should have got maybe something a bit more scary than a frog.
True.
Maybe a bullfrog. Whoa, yeah.
Maybe that's the 104th birthday.
Rachel G from Admin will be back next week. I'm off to go do something evil. Signed, Rachel G from Admin's evil cousin, Rachel B from Admin.
Thankfully, I didn't meet Rachel B yesterday. Did you escape unscathed?
Yeah, I did. I know I did see her walking through the office. Rachel B from Admin, the evil cousin of Rachel G from Admin.
Rachel G, yeah.
Yeah, she was quite evil.
Okay.
Just, you know, you see people and you kind of think either you're a nice person or you're evil. She was definitely on the evil
spectrum.
And
you let her open up Rachel G's diary? You let her read her cousin's diary?
Well, Rachel G from Admin was unavailable. So, I mean, who else could we have got?
Girls don't like it when you would do that, Jordan. Never read their diary. Never, ever.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.